Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 10th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel chapters 46 to 48. Emmanuel, God with us, will be our future reality. We read in Ezekiel chapter 48 verses 30 to 35 like this. These are the exits of the city. On the north side, measuring 4,500 cubits. The three gates northward, on the east side, 4,500 cubits. Three gates on the south side, measuring 4,500 cubits. Three gates on the west side, 4,500 cubits with their three gates. All the way around shall be 18,000 cubits. And the name of the city from that day shall be, The Lord is there. The book of Ezekiel ends with a brief description of the future eternal city of New Jerusalem that God is preparing for His redeemed children. Just as the Apostle John saw the New Jerusalem descending from heaven, even so the prophet Ezekiel envisioned the day when the city of God would finally be made perfect and complete in every way. Both prophets saw 12 gates facing the four corners of the earth, an indication of accessibility for everyone. Inscribed with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, the gates suggest inclusion, restoration, and fulfillment of all that God had promised His covenant people many times in the past. But the most remarkable aspect of the city will be the continual presence of God. God's glory had departed from the city as a prelude to its judgment, and His return will signal Jerusalem's blessing. This fact so impressed Ezekiel that he wrote that the city will be given a new name, The Lord is there, which in Hebrew says Yahweh Shammah. God's people shall live so that God can dwell among them, sanctifying them with His presence. Ezekiel foresees the return of God in all His glory to His people, His temple, and His land. This divine glory will never again depart from the temple and the New Jerusalem. The name The Lord is there reminds us of what was always in the heart of God. He loves His children so much that He had always planned to have them close to Himself. From the beginning of the Old Testament, God had revealed His intention to be with His people. He walked and spoke with them in the Garden of Eden and dwelt in sanctuaries built in their midst. The promise of a child named Emmanuel points to a day when God would be with us, which was temporarily fulfilled with the birth of His son in Bethlehem. However, Jesus Christ had to return to His Father's home in order to prepare a place for us, and He has sent His Holy Spirit to take His place. However, as the prophet Ezekiel had stated repeatedly, God will return to dwell with His people. Emmanuel, God with us, will be our future reality. Are we looking by faith for that future city where God will dwell with us forever and we will never be separated from Him again? This is a wonderful hope we can look forward to with great anticipation. Right now, we may sometimes feel distant from God, perhaps alone and confused and wondering whether He even knows who we are. The assurance of Scripture is that someday we will no longer wonder where God is and we will be with Him forever. Let's keep the same eager expectation and anticipation every day of our lives.